Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of Radio Free Nintendo. I'm your host, Mike Sklens. I'm finally back on a regular schedule. I'm finally done my move, and everything is settled. I have internet, and everything is hunky-dory with me. My co-host, as typically, is Evan Birchfield.
Hey, all.
Though, in lieu of my absence, there seems to be much more cooperation from the rest of the staff on the podcast, and it's becoming very much a group thing, and hopefully soon, once Evan gets his new iMac, we'll be able to do four-person podcasts, which ought to be lots of fun.
That would be, it'll be so much, so many staffers saying so little at one time. It will be, I can't wait.
Yeah. So, first this week, we're actually not going to talk about Nintendo. It's such a sort of big shakeup in the gaming world that I felt we really had to mention the PlayStation 3's launch numbers being slashed by a complete 75%.
Ugh.
So, Europe will not be getting PlayStation 3s at the worldwide launch. Japan will be getting 100,000 units on day one, and America will be getting 400,000 units.
What is that like? That's like one PS3 for every 10 million people in those territories?
To put this into some sort of perspective, when the PlayStation 2 launched in America, they had 500,000, and there were almost riots in the street. And in Japan, in the first 2 days of the PlayStation 2's launch, they sold just shy of 1 million consoles, and they are launching with 10% of that number.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
So I think there might actually be riots in the streets
in America, we could see the amount of vehicular and second-degree manslaughter going up. Just for PS3s, just because I mean, it's gonna be hell for those people that want it. Luckily, Sony has obviously been anticipating this because they've been releasing all this crap news about the PS3 for the past 2 months as a way of making sure that no one actually wants to buy it. So maybe they are just hoping that they're gonna have a 500,000 person user base.
Perhaps.
Maybe that's what they're planning on. So. Obviously there was no way I was going to get one anyways because the price is too high, but this makes it, if I have some extra cash around Christmas, I might actually go 360.
You know what, if I could, I would buy a PlayStation 3 because it is a really quick way to make about $2,000 on eBay this Christmas.
Yeah, and in a small place like where I live in Southern Oregon, it might actually be okay. We'll probably get, if those are the amounts, we'll probably get like three for the whole valley that I live in. But if we actually do get a handful and I go stand in line, I could probably get one. But I'm planning on standing in line for Wii. But there's not going to be a problem getting one of those.
Sony's problems all seem to stem from Blu-ray drive production and it being incredibly difficult. And I'm sure it doesn't help that the cell is like the most ridiculously complicated processor on the planet. But
yeah,
Nintendo, on the other hand,
technology.
Nintendo, on the other hand, seems to be doing fine. IBM is already shipping Hollywood chips to Nintendo. They won't have any. That thing's not super complicated. There won't be any yield problems. So
No.
There should be plenty of Wii's sitting next to PlayStation 3's for the people who can't buy them.
Yeah, certainly. That's good news.
Yeah.
But I think that there's still, it's really interesting how there's a whole thread in the forums at Planet GameCube about how casual people are really interested, casual gamers are really interested in the Wii. And I think that that's really good news for all of us. Yeah, it's starting, and I think that it could get to the point where we could be selling out. It could get really close to selling out in the major areas, and the smaller areas we could see quite a few. And if it ends up being a hot item on eBay itself, I'll go buy three of them, especially if they're going to cost, $190? That's no problem. But I'm going to stand in line. I've never stood in line for a console. Have you ever stood in line for a console?
I stood in line for the GameCube.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was alright, a lot of people with Game Boys, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to, I'll be bringing my DS, hanging out with my cousin, and just wait and hopefully get a good cadre of people. I don't want to stay overnight or anything. I've never done anything like that. But I think the only other thing I stood in line for was Star Wars Episode II.
I'm sorry.
And that was the worst of them all. I don't know. How I stood in line for 5 hours for that movie.
Well, you know what? You'll be in line for your Wii, and I guess you can play the new copy of Star Fox Command you bought. How's that sound?
I could play the new copy of Star Fox Command that I bought. I bought it based on Johnny's recommendations on Planet GameCube, and let me tell you, I'm impressed with it. My E3 impressions. It just goes to show how at E3 you can really get sidetracked, and if you try to play a game too quickly, you don't get a good impression of it. If I had gone back to Star Fox, I would probably have gotten a better idea. Certainly, I was able to identify at E3 that the shooting was fine, that I enjoyed the touchscreen controls, but the strategy elements, they put you in the hardest level in the, like, I swear, it must have been one of the levels from the middle of the game at the E3 demo, and they ease you into it like a baby in the game, and I really like the strategy stuff, too. I think it's fun, but it makes the game harder. I'm only a few missions in, and I think it's really difficult. So, really fun game, though. Have you picked it up, Mike?
No, I haven't bought a game in forever.
Too busy working?
Yeah.
Now that you're a graduate?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how big of a fan you are about Star Fox, but like they put a ton of effort into the characters and the story.
Wow.
Like, a ton. It's weird.
That's cool.
It's weird. Yeah, there's like these whole dialogue scenes about characters who have been gone off on quests for a long period, and how they're coming back, and there's this reunion and sentimentality, and it's a lot more than I thought they were gonna have, but apparently they think that they're appeasing the fans.
That's okay. I'd rather have some on rails shooting action.
Yeah.
You don't really care. Yeah, Star Fox's story is like, who cares? His dad's a whale? I'm confused.
I'll say this about the on rails is that I think on rails works better on a console. I don't know if on rails is going to work. I'm having enough trouble just getting around in a 3D environment in this one, so I think that on rails would be. I don't think it would simplify it because it's point A to point B. You know where. You've got to, if you miss something, you miss it and you can't go back. Whereas if you make a mistake here, you just loop around.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be something to, that may have been a wise choice. I'm no Miyamoto-ist, but I certainly do think that could be a wise choice on his part to make them only do fully 3D.
Perhaps.
We'll see. If you get a chance to pick it up, you should. I think it was a lot of fun. And I think that Johnny's review is fairly accurate. Once again, I endorse Jonathan Metz.
Well, I guess next on our list, and probably taking up a good chunk of this week's podcast, is what's going to happen on Thursday. I guess by the time most people listen to this, it should be Wednesday. So it will only be one short day until we find out what's going on with this big Nintendo event happening in three countries.
I don't even know.
Gee, I wonder... What could it possibly be?
I'm at a complete loss. Uncle Bob on our message boards made a really good point that this must just be the release of the release date announcement.
Yes, of course.
Where they're just going to announce the date when they're going to announce the date.
No, well, we'll get a... Oh, could be. No, I'm sure we will be getting a release date and a price on Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be completely
but
insane
all of,
if not.
Absolutely. They have to. But all of the there was that podcast while you were gone where I just went on and on about how it can't be in October, and I still hold on to that. I mean, we've only got two short days to find out now, but I just don't think it could be in October. If it's at anything in October, it's October 31st.
Yeah.
October 29th, they're not going to release that thing any sooner than that, and even that's ridiculous, because can they really have a million units ready by then?
Maybe, though. I mean, production level, you know, like I said before, the chip's not any problem, it's just a souped-up GameCube.
but then you have to package it and you have to ship it.
Yeah, well, there's a rumor flying around now on the IGN boards that they're already packaging them.
Yeah, yeah, that there's an advertisement for it at the North Bend facility, which means that Wii already exists.
But
Wii is out
I'm
there
not sure
somewhere.
I put too much stock in that. I mean, apparently the IGN thing is like, it sounds like some sort of like job opening posting or something.
Yeah, I saw it on Neo.
Yeah, well, if they just posted that, that means they don't expect to hire people for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, probably. Good point. So that means that they're not starting probably till October, lending further credence to a November release date. Maybe mid to late November.
I'm thinking the Sunday before Black Friday.
Yeah, you've been calling that since E3.
Yeah, because it's
I'm tempted to agree.
The only obvious... It's the obvious choice. That's when the GameCube launched, and that's when the DS launched. It's when Nintendo launches things, the Sunday before Black Friday, because then it's for those of you who may not know, I suppose I should explain. Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is the day when there are a million different sales on like every department store and retail store in America, and it's dubbed as such because it is the figurative day in which the company's profits move from the red into the black.
Ah, that's interesting. I thought it was called Black Friday because the stench of death is everywhere, especially when you go into a grimy place like Walmart.
Well, Best Buy is just as bad. Best Buy is just completely wall-to-wall packed with people.
Oh,
I mean, if you've never experienced it, I highly suggest you go out on Black Friday and show up at any retail store, you know, look through some circulars on Thanksgiving and see which one you would like the most and go to that store and get there at about 4 a.m. and there will already be a line of about 100 people.
You know, at Fred Meyer, there is... Fred Meyer's a store in the Northwest that does a lot of... I don't know if you guys have Fred Meyer's over there. Okay. Fred Meyer's this giant... Not only do they do groceries, but they also do clothes and stuff and video games. They have the most ridiculous sale that people line up for every year. At least I hear about it. It's not like they advertise it, but this is what people line up for, amongst other things, since Fred Meyer sells pretty much every product. The one that seems to always... I always hear about it every Black Friday is socks.
What?
For whatever reason, people line up at 5 a.m. to buy complete bushelfuls of socks.
They must be like the cheapest... socks ever. I mean, they must be like buy one get 20 free or something.
It's ridiculous because it's apparently like this amazing price on socks and people will fight over them. And I'd almost want to just go into a Fred Meyer. There's two of them here in my city. I would like to go into one of them at this morning hour on a Black Friday and see what these people are like, especially if it's going to be hell if there's going to be video game systems, if we're supposed to have a PlayStation 3 and
well,
a
PlayStation
Wii
3 is going to be PlayStation 3 is not going to whenever it comes out. Is it still coming out on the 17th, I believe, of November? Well, it's going to be sold out on the 17th at 3 a.m.
Yeah. There's going to be wristbands given out at EB Games, and then there will no longer be any units.
Yeah, within an hour, no, maybe they'll be impossible to find. I don't even remember how many systems the 360 launched with, but I'm pretty sure it was over 400,000.
Mm-hmm. You know, no one still knows what the price is on Wii. Everybody's still guessing. There's these rumors. Apparently there was a, what was it?
Vibe magazine.
Yeah, Vibe. $150?
That could be Photoshop,
I don't
though.
Think so.
Who knows?
Could be a Photoshop, or it could be just Vibe guessing, but if that's really...
I don't think it'd be them guessing,
I mean,
because if you look at the lead times, it's the September issue or October issue of Vibe, most likely, and if you look at the lead times on magazines, Nintendo probably told them the price for the article forever ago, knowing that it would not be released until, you know, look, it happens to be released a couple days before a Wii price announcement, so the subscribers always get their copies a little early, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. There's that. I don't know if you think that led.
I don't know if it's. I mean, it might, but at the same time, it's Photoshop is a very simple program to use.
Yeah, we need more than one Vibe reader to verify.
Yeah, I need
that.
Like a copy in my hand kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, how much is the GameCube selling for right now?
It's $100.
Is it still $100 or is it like
$80? It might be $80, but I think it's $100 but with stuff.
Yeah, you get stuff. You get
typically
a free game. You get free bongos or something, so you can play Donkey Bongo. I'll tell you what. There's really no point in releasing a system for $150 unless you're going to give. I mean, it creates. It will only reinforce the cheap, mm-hmm. not inexpensive, but the cheap.
I think $200 is fine when you look at what their competitors are priced at. Like, if you're looking at a price difference between a $150 console and a $600 console and a $200 console and a $600 console, no one's going to care about that $50. So you may as well charge it.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because they have an opportunity to pack mm-hmm. stuff in. This is supposed to be a system that everybody plays. I really hope that they're packaging two remotes and two nunchucks and maybe even Wii Sports. I think that's what I've been saying.
I'm still thinking it'll just be some generic demo disc with like a level from Mario Galaxy and, you know, maybe a demo version of Wii Tennis and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a possibility. But unless Nintendo's planning on pulling some sort of trickeroo with how Wii Sports actually plays, if they're going to make it as robust as Mario Tennis and Mario Golf, which they're not, they're going to keep it simple, then that thing really has... Did you hear the rumors while you were gone? There were some rumors that the Wii Sports is going to have 30
That's
games in it.
That's absurd.
30? I can't think of... I can't name 30 sports. I can't even name 30 activities. So I'd have trouble, really, unless they're going to do ping pong and, I don't know, like shuffleboard, do bocce ball. I'm out of ideas after that. So if they do 30 games, then yeah, they'll have to sell that. They'll sell that game on its own. They'll sell Wii Sports on its own. But if they're doing 5, 6, then that thing had better be.
Well, I could see $30. I would pay $30. 30 bucks.
$30.
I was gonna say
3 or
4 games. I don't think that.
Why would you
be a problem?
I can estimate that the exact value of Wii Sports is $38. I can see $30 too. And wouldn't it be great if Nintendo did something truly revolutionary, which was to release their games for cheap? How interesting that they could do that, considering that they, you know, it's interesting that they're taking that tack now, cheap, when N64 was always the more expensive console, and N64 games would cost $60 mm-hmm. or $70. Now that everything's on discs, we get offended if anything's any
more
expensive.
Not anymore, we don't, because, I mean, we're taking it with the Xbox, and we'll take it with the PS3, and eventually people will forget that games ever cost $50.
Yeah, probably. It's just too much money. It really is. It's too expensive. I think that, you know, you want to sell me, make it a really robust game, but for $40. Don't give me this licensed Monster House crap for $40. Give me a real game for $40. I don't want your Shadow the Hedgehog. Get that out of my face. That's what I say. Anyways.
So I guess another big topic. Now that Evan and I are back together doing a podcast, we can't let go without mentioning Super Paper Mario. And Evan has, I guess, some news on this rumor that it may be delayed to the Wii.
Would you want to play that game?
I don't care what I played on.
That's funny. I do. I mean, everybody... I'm not trying to just be a total whiner about everything. I really don't want to just be, you know, this annoying guy that complains. I really don't think that moving it to Wii is going to offer it anything. There's two sides to this. It doesn't matter if they don't add any functionality on the Wii. That's true. It doesn't matter if the game plays just like a normal GameCube game on the Wii and none of the motion sensing is involved. That's fine, because a traditional game is still possible on the Wii, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, there's so many GameCubes out there, and there's so many GameCube players, and it's just wise to release it. If you're going to release it on the GameCube, you've got to release it early. If you're going to delay the darn thing till December, then, yeah, release it on Wii. That's what I say. But if you're going to release it in October like you planned, definitely.
Yeah.
GameCube, do it now. That's what I want. And maybe I'm just, again, maybe I'm just being a whiner. I don't find moving it to Wii to be either good news or bad news. It just means it's going to take longer.
Yeah, they certainly won't be doing anything, well, probably won't be doing anything special for a Wii version, but, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they moved it to the Wii just so it doesn't get completely overlooked, I guess, is the idea. Because even though it's coming out on the, even though the Wii is going to be backwards compatible and it could play a GameCube game, how many people are going to go and buy a GameCube game for their brand new Wii when they could buy a Wii game?
Well, if the only launch titles to get on Wii are, you know, Legend of Zelda
but
and Metroid, you can
they're
get
not
you want.
Because
I mean,
there's a whole
the Warrior
ton
there,
of Ubisoft games coming out at launch.
Yeah, other than those two that I've already listed, I would say, you know,
Splinter Cell.
The other one. I have to get Trauma Center.
If and a lot
really
of people
into,
are.
A lot of people are, but I don't think that's the main market for Super Paper Mario, to be honest
with
you. I don't think that the Splinter Cell enthusiasts are going to be breaking down the Paper Mario door. But, or
nice,
the Thousand
nice
Year
gag.
Door, I guess, is the appropriate geek reference. Yeah, hey, thanks. And plus, I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
do
I enjoy
like
it.
Splinter
I think
Cell
it's a lot of fun.
Really?
Sometimes frustrating,
very
but typically... I like
well,
it because
it's
very slow-paced and deliberate.
Oh, I don't mind that. I can go for slow-paced and deliberate. I just don't go for dying every time you make
it. Yeah, it's a little
okay?
punishing sometimes, for sure.
That's what I don't like, because I don't like having to be, you know, start over a complex 10-minute mission, because at the end... I accidentally shot some guy in the foot.
Quick save.
Come on.
You have to quick save.
That's annoying. Or I walked out of the shadows. Yeah, there are quick saves, but then it just gets this, becomes this retread over boring material over and over. So, but, you know, there's some good qualities of Splinter
Cell. The multiplayer in
cool
the second
stuff,
game was
I'm,
pretty much phenomenal until people started exploiting it. But that's pretty much any game that's phenomenal, people always end up exploiting online.
Yeah. That's because we live in America where everybody here is a rube. That's what it is.
All right, well, I guess we appear to have run out of topics for the week, surprisingly a little bit early. Yeah.
Wow, look at that. We've run out of things to talk about, you and me.
I think, well, you know what?
Real?
This episode might be a little short, but we'll make up for it because I'm pretty sure we will be doing some sort of special edition podcast, maybe only... 10 minutes on Thursday in wake of whatever happens on Thursday. So, and then if that happens, I'm sure we'll try and get it up ASAP. So you might be listening to this on Wednesday and then another podcast immediately after on Thursday.
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully we can get all of us analyzing the news and totally respecting me for completely calling it mid to late November. And calling this October bullcrap out, because it's gone. Don't start thinking October, you crazy. Oh man, this is actually a recorded document now of my rightness or wrongness, but I don't get to know which.
Well,
a few days. This is so.
We'll get back to
I'm
it on hopefully on Thursday. But for now, thanks to everyone who has been filling in for me and for Evan when he's not there. I'm really sorry about the RSS feeds. I had them up and ready and then accidentally got the URLs wrong inside them that points to the files and further delayed it a couple days. That will hopefully not happen ever again. But keep listening. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, listener mail, send it to podcast@planetgamecube.com, and we will see you again soon.
Later, guys.